Welcome back to Weekly Update, where we bring you the funniest and the most positive news from this past week. I'm Tiffany Kerr.
And I'm Guy Amoretti. Welcome back, everyone.
We hope everyone had a fantastic week. Hope everyone is doing well out there, not too stressed about, you know, the holidays up so soon. So let's jump right into this past week with Weekly Catch-Up.
Well, Tiff, what I want to hear from you is, how are your holiday preparations going?
Oh, has it been a week? Okay, so what I'm really trying to do right now is perfect my mulled wine recipe. Mm-hmm. I have asked all of my friends, some people in my neighborhood, and then just some gal friends that I have, for their crock pots. Because what I really want to do is kind of set up just in the kitchen on the island and, you know, set up a bunch of crock pots and try a ton of different recipes. And so that's actually what I plan on doing today, the rest of the day. So all day, I know Christmas Eve is tomorrow. So all day today, I'm going to test out recipes. And then whatever the winner is, I'm going to use that for, the next 2 days.
How many wines do you think you're going to be trying here?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm going to try to have a couple helpers help me. Jason said he's super happy to help me all day in the kitchen. So I'm excited about that. He really, really likes slow cooking.
Really? Okay. I didn't know that about him.
Oh boy, he's talented.
Hmm. I'd love to have him cook for me sometime. Maybe he could teach me a thing or two.
I'm sure he would love to. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing right now. All my presents that I've gotten for others, those are wrapped. So I volunteered last week. And then other than that, yeah, it's just mostly just this crock pot thing. And once I kind of nail that down, it's going to be great. Just relax.
That. Great. That's great news.
So how about you? I did want to ask you how it went with Jace watching the kids this past week.
Oh my gosh, that's right. Well, Jace, of course, is wonderful. And with the kids, it's even better. They are his biggest fans, I swear. They love when Uncle Jace comes over to play. And this guy, he knows a lot about music. And my boys don't know that much, you know. But now, after this past weekend, they've each said they want to learn an instrument. And I thought, you know what? It's about time. I think that's a great idea.
Well, you know what? I am going to admit something, because I know that the boys don't listen to the podcast. Jace got them each a recorder.
No. That's so sweet.
I know. You know, they were part of that weird group of elementary students that didn't ever get to learn the recorder. So he's really excited about that. And then also, when he was babysitting, who is it? One of your boys has a Polaroid camera, which I think is so cute.
Curtis does.
I don't even know if you know this, but when Nance came home, she took a picture of the boys and Jace, and I got home that night, and I asked him, and he was like, oh yeah, he was like, oh, it was so much fun with the boys and stuff, I had a great time. But then I went into our bathroom, and on the bathroom mirror, he had taped up the Polaroid of him and the boys.
No, that is so sweet.
Yeah. It's very precious, and I'm excited because he loves being a dad. You know, right now he's just a dad to Shirley and stuff, but, you know.
And stuff, what about the box turtle?
Oh my God. Oh, do not tell him I said that. But yeah, he loves being an uncle too to those boys.
Good,
so
good. And we're happy to have him as an uncle. And I know the boys are just, they would not stop raving about him. So yeah, whenever he's ready, he can come on over. You know, Nance and I, we're happy to have another date night anytime.
Well, great. Let's move right into our next section today, okay?
Ready for some knee-slapping news?
Give me something funny.
Well, this story is out of New Zealand. I don't think we've done that in the podcast episodes.
I don't think so.
Well, here we go.
I love kiwis, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're so cute. I would love to see them someday.
Oh, you mean the... Okay, I wasn't sure if you meant the fruit or the animal. Or the people, I guess.
Oh, very true. Oh, my goodness. I meant the birds.
The birds, yes.
But also, I mean also the kiwi people.
Oh, yeah. Some cute people over there, I'd say. Lord of the Rings? I don't know. Anyway, here's the headline. Something to chew on. New Zealand man sets up stick library for dogs. So a man by the name of Andrew Taylor cut a dozen tree branches down to a stick size for his community's local dog park. And so he created this box, put all of these sticks in it, and he also sanded down the edges so they were nice and smooth. He put these sticks in a box and engraved in the box the words "stick library" and then "please return." So anyone who's bringing their dogs to this dog park can grab a stick, play fetch with their dog, and put the stick back when they leave.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that idea. You know, I'm more of a cat person, but dogs are so cute when they play fetch.
But get this. A local man brought his kitten along to play fetch too.
Oh, no way. Did it do it?
They didn't have a video, but they didn't say it didn't, so I'm going to go with yes.
I love that. You know, some Maine Coon cats will play fetch.
Ooh, yeah. Love a Maine Coon.
I would love to get Shirley a sister or brother.
That'd be great. That'd be great. But yeah, it's a great story, and it's one of those things that you wouldn't normally think about. But they saw a problem. They saw that the local dog park didn't have enough good quality sticks for fetching. So he grabbed a bunch of sticks, put them in a box, and said, here you go, community. I think it's just great.
I do too. Yeah. Great story.
Thank you. Canton loves to play fetch.
So oh, I'm sure.
I know
what Canton. What is he?
A black lab.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know that, you know.
Well, my grandpa used to have a black lab growing up. Yep.
What was its name?
Babe.
Oh, cute. Like the pig.
But a dog.
But a dog. What kind of knee-slapping news do you have for us this week?
Well, my story is also about dogs. This is coming from Tigard, Oregon. And it's called Fido's. It's the world's first dog tap house. And what that means is, so if you walk inside, it looks like a completely normal pub. But along the wall is a large window that peeks into a room full of dogs. And the pups are there because they are eligible to be adopted through the Oregon Friends of Shelter Animals. No. So this is a really cute idea because I've heard of cat cafes, but I haven't heard of one for dogs yet. And that might just be me. You guys can let us know.
Yeah, a dog cafe. Why is that not existing? Yeah.
So, I mean, this is really exciting. This makes me want to go to Oregon and kind of go. It's only $4 for a half an hour, and that cost is just to cover some of the basic fees to have the doggos there. Oh. You know, it's not too spendy. It's $4, and they have over 40 beers on tap, and they have lots of great snacks, and I would say the greatest part is that the sweet puppers get to go home with their forever families.
Oh, I love that phrase, forever families. Oh, my goodness.
Especially when they spell it F-U-R. I think that's so clever.
Forever. Oh. Wow. Both of our knee-slapping news. I think those are both pretty funny. Pretty funny concept, but they're very uplifting. We got some happy ones going this week. I like that.
Well, since we're already doing some uplifting stories, let's move right into the sweetest scoop.
I love that. Okay. Should I go ahead?
I mean, I have a pretty sweet one.
Let's hear yours first.
Okay, so this comes out of Chicago, and there's a nonprofit called Cycling Without Age, and I thought this was the coolest concept. And apparently, you can find the CWA throughout the world, and I believe there's 41 or 42 states participating. So if you're out there, you can go look, but this is just so cool. Essentially what it is it's a large tricycle that allows one or two people to sit on a bench that's in front of the bike. And there's one cyclist in the back. They're a special sort of bike that they make for this particular cause. But the seniors in the front act as pilots and they get to go around and explore their neighborhoods from the homes that they might be in. So it's a great way to get outside, feel the wind in their hair, and for some people, this is the first time in 40 to 50 years that they've been able to ride a bike, and they're saying that it helps them connect with the community and feel like they're part of the neighborhood and get rid of some of that isolation and loneliness that they feel being someone of an older age and maybe not being able to interact with people younger than them that often. So it is, oh my gosh, when I was reading this, that is such a cool concept.
It's a fabulous idea. I would never have thought of that as a solution. And yet, now that I'm hearing it, it sounds perfect. That's such a great idea. And I especially like the idea that it brings them closer to their own community. I mean, that must be so hard to be cooped up in a place and not, like you said, feeling the wind in your hair and not being able to meet new people outside of your own living situation.
I completely agree. So this was really, really heartwarming. And I actually want to look around and see if this program is in Tennessee right now, because I think that would be so cool to be a part of something like this.
Yeah.
And so one fun fact about this is that the participants, the volunteers, are usually newly retired middle-aged people. Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, when I retire, that sounds like a fantastic gig to be able to kind of, you know, stay active, but also be able to give some of your time back to the community. So it was just really exciting. I'm really excited to look and see if it's here in Tennessee.
Although I'm torn because on the one hand, that sounds like a great fit for you. But on the other hand, I don't want you to retire anytime soon.
Oh, no way.
You better not.
I mean, I am in my 40s, but inside I'm, you know, late 20s at most.
Yep, that's what Jace always says about you. Here I am in my 50s, and Nance always tells me I act like I'm in my 80s, so I'm going the opposite direction.
Maybe I'll take you on a nice bike ride someday, and you can feel the wind through that gray hair.
Oh, I could use it. That sounds great.
Well, what do you have for us?
All right, my story comes out of Florida. A Florida man who once spent Christmas without gas just paid off the past dues for 36 families who were at risk of losing their electricity. So his name is Michael Esmond, and when he saw his utility bills, he thought back to the 80s, and that was when he was having his own troubles paying off his electricity bills. His gas was shut off, he had no heating for the entire winter, so this year he paid off the utility bills for 36 different families. He spent $4,600, and he wanted to give his neighbors, quote, a happier Christmas and take a little bit of stress out. Can you imagine the stress that can relieve from a family?
No. Ugh. I can't. You know, basic needs are one of those things that I've been absolutely blessed to never have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you can worry about all the little things. Oh, I can't afford this. But being able to just live comfortably in your space and your shelter, that's a huge deal. So I love that story.
It truly is. And here's a little note. So instead of receiving a notice from the utility company, they received a letter from Mr. Esmond. And it reads, it is our honor and privilege to inform you that your past due utility bill has been paid by Gulf Breeze Pools and Spas. You can rest easier this holiday season knowing you have one less bill to pay. On behalf of Gulf Breeze Pools and Spas, we here at the City of Gulf Breeze would like to wish you and your family a happy holiday season. What a great thing to receive in the mail, huh?
That's very cool. And it's cool that, you know, now it sounds like he might have this business.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's giving back, and he's, you know, he's obviously been successful if he's able to do this for so many families, but he's giving it back, and I think that's a great story.
Yeah, especially in his own community. So he was struggling as an individual in the 80s, and here we are now. He's affected 36 different families. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's a great story. Thank you, Guy.
So now it's time for our favorite part of the show. That's Tiff's horoscope. So Tiff, tell us what you got.
Okay, I'm just going to get right into it this week. It's time to sit back and enjoy. While this may be a stressful time of the year, it is important to see the beauty and feel the joy for the next few days. Tell the people you care about how much they mean to you and spread kindness to those around you.
Oh, that is very, very perfect for this holiday season.
Well, luckily that's what I saw, because I love to be able to feel the joy around me. And it the holiday season is special. You can feel a different sort of, I don't know what to call it, just a feeling in the air, the energy in the air. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I feel it too. And
a warmth.
And it's great to spread that warmth to others. That's, I think, the best part, because if you want to feel good about yourself and feel good about where you are, you bring warmth to other people. That's what I always say.
I'm going to have to teach you how to read the stars sometime, Guy.
Maybe. That sounds like fun.
You're intuitive. I love that about you.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's so nice of you to say.
Let's move on right into our next section. What's your problem?
This is where we answer a question from one of you, our lovely listeners. So let's hear this week's question.
Hi, Guy and Tiff. My name is Anne. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I'm a Cancer. I love your podcast, and I just have one question for you. I love to crochet, and I'm finished with all my holiday gifts for my family, and now I want to know what I want to crochet next. I have no idea. So if you have any suggestions, I'd love to hear them.
Okay, I absolutely love this question. So when I was younger, my actually, it was my grandma who tried to teach me how to crochet and how to knit. And at one point, I got a little bit confused about which one was which. And she said, you know what, Tiff? You would be the perfect person to learn how to make hats on a loom.
Oh.
So she got me this. It was wood. And it just had these little pegs on top. And you could kind of loom together a little hat. And she got me different sizes of the little loom sets. So I could make little baby hats and I could make adult hats. And I think that that would be, I mean, if I knew how to crochet an actual hat, that would be so cool. I don't, you know, I only know how to loom them. But that would be a really, really fun idea.
And that's useful. I like that.
So there's that. And then I also love the idea of really going big and saying, okay, I'm going to start a crazy new project. Because I can't even imagine how long it takes to crochet something. So I don't know. What about a really, really cool keepsake blanket? I have no idea. I mean, you might be a master crocheter and you might say, oh, well, I already made a masterpiece for everyone in my family this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you haven't, I'm wondering, maybe say, okay, year of 2020, I'm going to spend the entire year and just little by little
make that one big project.
Exactly. Yeah, like, you know, and always have that to fall back on along with some of, you know, your other crochet projects. So that is so cool.
Yeah, I like that. Personally, I don't have experience with crochet. I'm a big sewer, though. So in college, I was that guy that people would come to when their shirts were torn or anything. I would sew it right up.
You still hem my pants for work.
That's for some reason. It's just one of those things that I can just do quick as a fox. I don't know. I don't even know. I think my mom taught me when I was younger, just for basic stuff. But then in college, I was like, oh, I can do this. And people started coming to me left and right. They're like, oh, the only guy on the floor who knows how to do this. Well, hey, guy, sew me up.
You know, I don't know how to sew, but there is one type of sewing that I used to do.
Tell me.
Also with my grandma. And I had this little tiny baby sewing machine. And she loved card making. So she would emboss cards and do all kinds of, you know, really nice 3D stickers and like pop-up cards, just the whole works. She even had her own little stamp on the back. But she would also teach me how to sew onto the card paper. And you could make really cute little patterns and stuff actually using this tiny, tiny sewing machine. And I think I still have it lying good around idea. Somewhere.
Oh, I like that.
Oh my gosh, we are getting so off topic. Sorry, guy, I interrupted you. No, what fine. Is your suggestion?
So, quick story behind this one. So, Nance loves her succulents. She gave me a succulent. And you think, succulents, easy to take care of. Not for me. Guy just can't take care of any kind of plant. I don't know what I do wrong, but they all end up dying. So instead of a succulent, she gave me a crocheted succulent.
Cute. Mm-hmm.
It sits on my desk at home. It's this cute little, I don't even know what kind it is, but it's that one that has multiple green leaves sticking out. Oh gosh, I don't know how to describe.
I know that one.
Okay, but someone, I don't know where she bought it. I think at a local place here, here in Chattanooga. But it's a crocheted succulent, and I thought it's the cutest thing, and it's so easy to take care of. But other than that, I know, like it depends. You know, my boys are really they are really into that Pokemon thing. I call them Pokemon because it makes them pretty upset.
But you are such a jokester.
Not actually upset. No. They just get a little heated. They're like, Dad, you don't know what you're talking about.
I love that. I actually saw a bunch. Okay, I'm a big Facebooker. And the other day I saw a bunch of people on Facebook posting the same article about the Pokemon thing. And all of them were doing this little baby Yoda knit.
That's another one. That's a Star Wars. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Star Wars. Whoops. Yeah. Okay, I mean, close enough,
hey,
right?
Hey, that's another idea right there, though. Yeah, maybe some Pokemon or maybe a little baby Yoda. Yeah, I love anything pop culture. You know, that's so fun. If you can take pop culture and crochet it, more power to you, Anne.
Well, Anne, you know, as you can tell, we are not maybe the best people to ask about the whole crochet world, but we do, please, please, please send us a picture of anything that you make.
Oh, we'd love to see that. Yep. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. Email it to us or do it on our social medias. Mm-hmm. I don't know how, you know, but send it over because we would love to see it. But it is so funny that you are a Cancer because I have been thinking about Cancers all week long.
Who's a Cancer here? Me?
That's true. That's me. You. So we love Cancers over here at Weekly Update. And I already have ready for you your horoscope. Take a moment, take a deep breath, and tell yourself that you are amazing. This is not the time to be hard on yourself, sweet Cancer. Be as tender with yourself as you are to others.
Wow.
Did that touch you a little bit?
It touched me, yes. It really did.
Well, I mean, this one's for you too. You and Anne. You guys can think about this week, but go easy on yourselves.
That's really going to make my week a treat.
This can be a really special time, but this can also be a really, really sensitive time. Mm-hmm. So as a Cancer, you want to make sure that you're being as easy on yourself as you can be. Because, you know, criticism is not always taken very well. And this can be a crazy time with family and friends. So go easy on you and protect your heart and just enjoy, okay?
Okay. And that's coming from the queen of self-care herself.
I am. I don't know what to say.
Oh,
maybe I'll crochet some socks.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, now that I think of it. So
keep warm out there.
I think that...
Oh, wait. Never mind. Anne's in Los Angeles. You're fine.
Oh, yep. Oh. Oh yeah. What is it? 100 degrees there right now, sitting out by the pool.
Yeah, come on.
Drinking Margs.
Margs and...
Well, if you are, please email me, because I would love to come join you for those Margs. So.
Katie will have to come in here and replace you.
Oh, gosh. That would be a treat for the holiday season. Anyways, everyone, thank you for listening this week. We hope you have a very, very wonderful week. We can't wait to, you know, see you guys next week.
Happy holidays, everyone. Can't wait to talk to you soon. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can find us on Instagram at Weekly Update. On Facebook, just search for Weekly Update. And you can find us on Twitter at Weekly Update Pod. And also, if you get the chance, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, because that is a very helpful thing for us and the future of our podcast, and we love hearing from you. Speaking of which, feel free to send us an email at weeklyupdatepodcast@gmail.com. And if you want your question to be aired on our show, send us a voice message at anchor.fm/weeklyupdate. The link for that is in the description.